reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. For this is what Amos says: Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from its land. To Amos, Amaziah said, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I am no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from the following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.' Now hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Prophesy not against Israel, preach not against the house of Isaac.' Now thus says the Lord, 'Your wife shall be made a harlot in the city, and your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by measuring line, and you yourself shall die in an unclean land. Israel shall be exalted far from its land.'" The word of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came down into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew that what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor such evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. And so this morning, as I was getting ready to put my tweet out and I was praying about the readings, I was just struck with the gospel today and things I never even thought about before. One, where when I went to say, you know, faith leads to forgiveness, do I have this type of faith? And I was going to write, faith and repentance leads to forgiveness, but then I said, if I did that, I'm adding something to this reading that's not there, right? I'm saying in the teaching, this is what you got to do. And I had to pull back and go, that's not what the teaching says. He doesn't say, hey, repent and you'll be forgiven, which we know this is part of the teaching of the church. But he says, your faith has brought you forgiveness. So and get this, he had not yet died to die for our sins, to die for this man's sins. But he still had the authority to forgive sins because he is God. And that's the whole point of this. That God, when we believe that God can forgive us because he's God, not because we're good. And think about in our lives how we're always trying to earn forgiveness. But if you earn forgiveness, it's not mercy, it's justice. And God is a God of mercy. And when we look at this God who comes to us, and if we believe in him, and we believe in his greatness, and we believe in he wants to heal us, and he wants to forgive us, then it's all about him, and it's not about us. And the only thing we can do is be grateful. So today, let's be grateful that we have a God who left heaven to forgive us our sins and to bring us healing. We have to have faith in response to that and be grateful. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.